Blog Talk Radio.
What a beautiful song, amen. And so we want to welcome you to the Thursday Night Advent Light Ministry. Help Thursday. We are so glad that you decided to join us. I am Steffi in the front, calling from the DMV area, the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. However, we are going to bring forth our beautiful, illustrious, I'm so amazed by what God is doing. The fourscore lady that is in the land of wood and water, right, on the other side of this world. And so I'm going to open the line for your host, Sister Powell. Your line is now open.
Okay, praise the Lord. Give glory to God. Thank you, my dear, for that wonderful welcome, right? And I just want to give God thanks for everything. And tonight, as my sister Stephanie is the host, I'm the co-host. She is directing me. As you know that I am having problem with my internet, and I'm so grateful, you know, that Sister Stephanie is always there on time to help us, right? So I am grateful for that. So, my dear beloved, before we go any further, you know, we have to present ourselves to the Lord, and also this program, the Health Thursday, we have to give it all to God. Let's pray. Oh, thank you, Lord, our God, for all the wonderful things you have done. Father, we just praise you this moment as brothers, as sisters, as children, grandchildren, and everyone who come under your presence this evening, Lord. I lift them up to you. You are the creator and you are the ruler of this world. So in your hands we place our life. And we just want to say thank you for life that you have given unto us. Thank you for those this morning, Lord, who went out toward their jobs, some who went to doctor appointment, and some who went to do other chores out there. You have kept them safe. You protect them. You provide for them. And you brought them back home tonight. So tonight, dear Lord, as we come to praise you and to share all the wonderful things that you have done for us, Lord, we just come to say thank you. We leave this program in your charge. And, Lord, you are going to take care of each one of us. The message that will be coming from Sister Stephanie, it will be coming, Lord, straight from you. And we want to thank you for these reminders. So help us to be faithful, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Again, my dear beloved, this is Sister Powell. Introduction, I got a wonderful introduction a while ago, you know, about the 80s score. Oh, they are so proud of that 80s score. My dear, I just want to give God thanks for that, the health and the strength that he have given the 80s score that I am able to do his will. So thank you all for prayer, because I know your prayer is the one is helping me to do what you have loaned me and what God has sent me to do. So I want to thank God for that. So welcome one, welcome all to Advent El Thursday. And we are hoping that every one of you, every one of who join us this evening, have some wonderful praise report to cheer to our brothers and our sisters. And I just want to welcome those who are watching from Netherlands, from Canada, from Africa, from Tennessee, from Louisiana, from Maryland, from Brooklyn, New York, Canada, all over. I just welcome you all. As a family, we are happy to have you and continue to join us and also to share. So welcome, welcome one, welcome all to our El Thursday. Now, my dear beloved, you know what? We have our scripture passage. Welcome. We have our scripture passage is taken from our first scripture reading is taken from Genesis 1, 29 and 30. I would like someone to volunteer that they can read the first scripture passage. We have three scripture passages and we will ask two of our sisters to read. The first one is Genesis 1, 29, and the second one is 3 John 1, 4. So we can share the reading. God bless. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. All right, Sister Powell, I am getting ready to open this line. It's always a pleasure to hear her. Her wealth of knowledge. The Word of God said it is wise to take counsel from the elder, right? And so I'm going to open 518-482. Your line is now open.
Amen.
Thank you. Arlo, for opening my line. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening,
it's a blessing to be on the line tonight, and I'm going to read here Genesis 1, right, 29 to 30. And it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. So here we see if a fruit doesn't have seed, it cannot reproduce itself. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading our first scripture passage that God said he have given us every herb, right? For what? For meat and green herb. So I'm going to share a little after we read the scripture about this little green herb that God gave unto us. So the second scripture reading will be taken from 3 John 1-4.
All right, and so I will volunteer to read that. 3 John 1:1-4 says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth," right? The truth will set us free. It's connected to our health, right, and our well-being. Verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above what? All things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." I'm going to read that again. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And verse 3 says, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." And verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Here ends the reading, 3 John 1:1-4.
My dear beloved, thank you all, Sister Cantinelli and Sister Stephanie, for reading. And you know what, my dear beloved, what the truth will do, the truth will set you free. What the meat will do, it gave me that God has given us the herb, prosper in our health. What will the truth do with us when we walk in the truth? We will bring joy in our heart and also in the heart of others. That's what the word that my dear beloved just read, the scripture. So God wants us to walk in the truth. I pause a little, my dear beloved, and wonder that maybe somebody or maybe thinking that every week we come with this same scripture. But you know what? Every week when we came with this scripture, it bring more light and more joy in our heart to know that we have a loving Father who promised us meat by the herb, right? Truth will set us free by his word. And also truth will allow us to have the character of Christ that we can go and share with others. What a blessed help message that God have given unto us. So I just want to, I tell you, I'm so excited when I listen to these wonderful, encouraging words. And then, my dear beloved, our last scripture passage is taken from Revelation 22. And you know how much I really love these two chapters. And because, you know what? The water and the tree of life, that one day, soon and very soon, Lord, as we gather here every Thursday evening to listen to the truth, one day, soon and very soon, my dear beloved, we are going to experience the tree of life once more. We are going to experience that tree what bear 12 manner of fruit for our meat and to heal our nation. So I'm so thankful for these wonderful words. Let's read. It said here, "The water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God, out of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Hallelujah. Which bear 12 manner of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, this is the remedy. What God have given unto us this evening as we feed on his word. This is the time, my dear beloved, I will not hold up any time. This is the time we will share as God gave us his word and the 8 laws of health, Lord, that he has given unto us this Thursday night for us to look on, feed upon, and be obedient with it. So we have the 8 laws of health, where it is the new start, which is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. We can't do nothing without trusting in him. Here is the line, my dear beloved, for you to share some of the wonderful, wonderful remedy that the Lord have given unto you. And you have been using it during these past years. And I know it brings relief to your soul, your mind, and your whole body. And we would like you to share some. The line is now yours. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to open 518-482, 518-482.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line again.
Sister Stephanie.
Sorry. This is Stephanie. Don't feel bad.
That's okay. That's okay, my dear. That's fine.
Thank you. All right. You know, each evening we come on this line and we give things that we know that is good for our health. And I want to give God praise and thanks that I went to the doctor last Tuesday. And so far, everything was good. And he was saying, she was saying, it's a doctor, a lady doctor, a female doctor. She was saying that, you know, if you don't want to take certain medication, I'm not going to force you because that is your right. Well, I said, I know that is my right. Because certain medication, we are told by one of our great writers, Ellen G. White, that we should not put those things into our bodies. I read it for myself. So she was telling me that, you know, you could mix it. Use that. You could use some of that and use the herbs. I said, well, for me, I don't think that is right. She said, don't put it in your body. You shouldn't put none. You shouldn't. She said, you could mix it, take a little of what they're giving you. I said, no, I don't believe that. I don't want none of the medication. I'm going to use the heart and ask God to bless it. Because if he says, he didn't say mix it with these medication that these doctors giving you. She said, don't use it at all. So like that, I am very, you know, I'm very naive. I don't use none of the medication. I stop using all of the medication. And thank God I see a lot of improvement in myself. Because she said, oh, I have it and I'm doing both medication. I said, no, I don't want that. So I refuse all the medication that they give me. And I read this book that they have here, God Medical Kit. And in it, it says, no, she says, no, we should not use those things. We should not put them in our body. And I believe it. And I was using lecithin. You know about lecithin. If you go in the health store, you could always pick it up. It's a source of B vitamin. The lecithin is a source of B vitamins, which are very good for the nerves. And I could tell you, when I started out, I used to, the doctor tell you, put your hands out like this, and my hand used to shake, tremble. And all of that is gone. Not because of the medication that I'm using. I am using this same lecithin. It's a good fatty acid. It discourages, imagine this, It discourages cholesterol from building up in the arteries. And I have my last brother, he says his body makes cholesterol. I says, well, you're not eating right if your body's making cholesterol. And they say your body makes cholesterol. I'm not a doctor. I cannot testify of that. But you could take one tablespoon three times a day. If you have high blood pressure, it helps too, this lecithin. And it tastes wonderful. It has a nutty flavor. It also has vitamin E. And it is a good vitamin. But if you have very high blood pressure, they said you should not go. You go slow with it, you know, go slow on it with vitamin E. Use no more than 400 to 600 IU per day. Gradually increase. And after you get over that per day, you will dissolve all blood. Imagine, you will dissolve all blood clots. And imagine, my brother had to go to the hospital to get medication to dissolve the blood clot that was between his his lungs. I should ask him. But it was between two organs there. And he had to go and have this heparin or whatever. He had to go and get that. They have to put him on that for a couple of days, and they had to set up that. And after, and you imagine that this is very good for, you will dissolve all blood clots. So why are we not using things like this, lecithin? And clots are great danger to someone suffering from hypertension, right? If you're suffering from hypertension, break this up into doses, and you use just 500 IUs in the morning and 500 IU in the evening. I like to get personal. Up to, you know, they say up to 1,500. Then there you have extra protection. E brings extra oxygen to the cell. So vitamin E is another very important thing for your body, vitamin E. And those are what I use, and I think they help me a lot. Because I did not have to take the tablet. They gave it to me when I went to the hospital. And when I came, and when I was coming out, they said, continue to drink what we've given you because you have to use that for the rest of your life. I said, no, I don't think so. I don't want to use those tablets for the rest of my life because they're doing more damage to you than anything else. And when I read the side effects, medication, you don't have all of those side effects. No side effects for that matter. And then I use another thing that you could use if we have clots. Simple thing I told my brother too. Cayenne pepper. I said cayenne pepper cleanses you. It's very, very good. And I noticed years ago, even before I got here and get these, you could get cayenne pepper, you know, at liver. I know that it's very, very good for using because it really open up but if you have any clots, it releases them. So that is very, very, that is something else that I use and still using even up to this moment. Mm-hmm. So that is what I have to contribute this evening to us, for the four doctors, and you know that we have all kinds of things. We already talked about cayenne pepper, how we could use it, and it's good for if you're having a heart attack. And most of us know that already. Yeah. It's the process of having heart attack. You use just adrenaline pain. You're having palpitation. You simply use just half a teaspoonful of cayenne pepper in family warm water and let them drink it, and it will stop adrenaline pain in less than 6 seconds. So if we have all of these good stuff, why do we not use them and tell our friends? Because maybe We don't have to use it, but you could help somebody who is suffering with it, with such diseases like heart attack. And another thing that they use is blackstrap molasses. It has a lot of potassium in it, right? And this is used with patients who have hypertension too, because it's mostly they're losing the potassium faster than the body can make use of it, this drug. And sometimes they're using diuretics. It makes them fill off so much of the potassium. So you need to give them, like, blackstrap molasses because it balances. And it has potassium, it has magnesium, and calcium in it. So that is what I remember, and that's what I use. And remember to exercise. It's very important for the heart. So we have the 8 doctors. If you follow those 8 doctors, you would not get the disease of the Egyptian. It is because we violate these laws that the disease of the Egyptian afflicts us. So let the patient walk at his own pace. Remind them that work is not exercise. Sometimes I used to say walking is exercise. I walk up and down because if you're 8, you have to do a lot of walking. And he says exercise. They said no, walking is work is not exercise. You have to go for a walk, no matter how slow you're going. It's exercise. Exercise is something you're doing. You enjoy doing it. If you're not enjoying it, it's not exercise. And so, you know, you look forward to doing something that's exercise, something you can put into your heart into. So even if you had hard day's work, you still need exercise.
Amen.
Nice walk. Amen. This is the Bobby. Open my line. That is what I have to contribute this evening.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
You're responding, Sister Stephanie, you can?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're... Oh, okay, I got you. All right. All right, we want to welcome you to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. I'm excited. I don't know about you, Sister Consonelli shared some wonderful things. I'm glad you said that because I had the opportunity to be able to use some cayenne pepper. However, I was very skeptical using it because it wasn't straight. You know how sometimes they make the cayenne pepper with the mixture of chili, and so I really didn't want to use that. I wanted it to stop a wound that I received, but eventually it was stopped by other little homemade remedy that I use. So I thank you for sharing that as well, because that cayenne pepper is awesome and powerful. So with that being said, I am going to open if you have, Sister Paul, you want to give your charge, and then so individuals who just join us know what is it you're requesting from them at this time.
Okay. Yes, thanks again, my dear beloved Sister Cantinelli and Sister Stephanie, to give you the thanks and praise for this wonderful health tip. And we do hope, my dear beloved, that we are taking down these notes, that when these things happen to us, we can go into our kitchen cabinet and we can do, treat our own self with these remedies. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome to Advent El Thursday night, as now we are going into a tea minute because we would like everyone to share so that we can have time to get into the message. So welcome again, and you are free now to press number one so that you can share some of the wonderful, wonderful herb that you have used during the past year, over the past year. You can share it with us so that we all can enjoy some of these wonderful remedies. The line is now yours.
All right, so I am going to open this line 272-770. Your line is now open. I don't know. It seemed like there's some stuff going on. Okay, it's open now. All right, got you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you can hear me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. Thank you, Sister Powell. God bless you both. I'm so happy to be here on Health Thursday night. What a blessing. As I was taught, the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So I'm so healthy to be here and join with my beautiful sisters and brothers and praying that everybody's doing well. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory for bringing me back home from my appointment safe and sound. No problems, no worries. I was able to place some steps to Christ on the bus today. So I'm so grateful. God is awesome. He's a wonderful God, and he's just worthy to be praised. So I thank him for bringing me home safe. I thank him for bringing my daughter home safe from work, too. I thank him for everything that he does for us. And I do have a little health message that I would like to share from my little booklet. It says fresh air and exercise. And it says exercise, especially outdoors. Exercise in nature improves head as well as heart health. It is critical to mental and physical health. It has been said that motion balances emotion. So if you've got the blues, get out under the blue skies and go for a brisk stroll. Exercise lowers stress, depression, and anxiety. It also improves mood, well-being, and mental processing. It also increases learning power. It helps you improve physical health, reduce diseases, and achieve a healthful weight. So get into the mindset of daily exercising, and you will experience both head and heart benefits. Claim the promise. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. And that's taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. I just wanted to share that with my precious beloved sisters and brothers on this prayer line this evening. And I'm sorry I'm a little out of breath, but I'm walking up those steps is not easy. But I'm just so grateful to be here. I have my water with my lemon. And I encourage everyone, if you want to be healthy, to definitely use your lemon water and use lemon in your teas, whatever. You can also use cloves in your teas and garlic. And onions, it really is very healthy teas that we can make, my sister. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I'm asking that you continue to pray for my family. And I want to lift up everyone on the prayer line this evening. I love you all, and I thank you so much for opening my line. I do have a Bible scripture to read, my sister, but I don't know if I have enough time, and I don't want to hold up the line so that others may share as well. So thank you so much.
So, Sister Tamiko, thank you for sharing that. Yes. What we're going to do, let me open the line up, and then we'll come back to you. So keep your fingers into where that Bible text is, and we will afford you the opportunity to do that, okay?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. God bless you. Love you.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. All right. Amen. So we are now, thank you so much, Sister Tamiko. Sister Powell, are you there? I know.
Yes,
it seems like...
I'm here.
Okay. So now we're going to go to 423-635.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. This is Sister Carla. Just thanking God for a new day, thanking him for his many blessings, challenges, and some not challenging, but, God saw me through. Thus far, we almost upon that day of preparation. I just want to, as I've been reading and studying and looking into the herbs and what's best for what, and how the Lord is guiding, because it's good to know how to take care of your health and know what is best, especially for the eyes. I was looking about the eyes and also about those that are diabetic. And just want to read right quick. It says, elevated level of glucose, which is sugar, damage protein, and it generate free radical and accelerate aging. And diabetes is the leading cause of blindness in the United States. People with this disease carry an increased risk of cataract, muscular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetic, you know, different things. You know, they can go into a diabetic coma. Even in people without diabetes, high glycemic diet, those food which is simple, the SAD diet, standard American diet, you know, a lot of carbohydrates, which rapidly increase blood glucose, you know, the sugar in the blood, which have linked to a heightened risk of macular degenerate and cataract. So we have to just be careful as children of God and as disciples, as students, ambassador to take care of our health, to take care of ourselves, because when there's no medical facility to go, we have to use the herbs, those things that God has given us to take care of our health. And also as this week I prepared last week I prepared diabetic tea to be placed on the website, and this week I prepared a tea for the memory, and just a few things that, you know, good for the memory, ginkgo biloba, elderberries, bilberries, grapeseed extra, fennel, passion flower, and more. And I put over 3 to 4 different herbs in my mixture, and I'm just thanking the Lord. He has blessed me to seek out these things because they are there for us to learn and to help others that don't have the time or don't know about these things. And I just thank the Lord for blessings and his mercy and love for each and every one of us. We have a purpose here on this earth to do, and we have to seek the Lord and to ask him, what would you have me to do, and how would you have me to help? And when he sent us, you know, we ask for his Holy Spirit to lead us as we help others. So thank you again, Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie, for opening up my line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Powell. I didn't know if you were still there. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen, my dear Sister Carla. Thank you for coming and share your edit and what you mentioned about diabetes, and also that God have given you the inspiration, the wisdom to really do what he wants you to do by using the leaf of the tree to for our food and also for the healing of the nation. And thank you for that tea, right? And as you were mentioning about the elderberry and the passion, you know, those are natural herb. And I'm telling you, those teas really, really taste good. You don't even have to have sugar in them, so you can just have it. And I will share my little, when you talk about these herb tea, my dear beloved, I just go into the garden and just pick the natural peppermint. I pick the natural herb, the natural lemongrass. And I have been drinking those tea. And I'm telling you, it is really, really good. Natural. You don't have to put anything, mix it with anything. You just have to just go and pick it. So a lemon bush, the lemon leaf is good, my dear Sister Carla. You know, you can do some research about it, and also the peppermint. And in your tea, a lot that you are creating this health tip and also this health tea that you can also use those remedies to. Thank you again for sharing. God bless.
All right. Amen. And so now I'm going to open this line. All right. 225-337. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Can you check your phone?
Yeah, it's coming. It seemed like something is going on with the system. It's taking a long time. It's spinning. So it's coming. It seemed like something is going on. We're waiting for it to, you know, populate. I hear you all talking. I know that Sister Carla also shared about that lemon being good for cancer, right? And I want to put the disclaimer, we're not saying that we cure anything. We're saying that we have utilized these plant-based remedies, and it has given us some resolve. Yes, Sister Powell, this is just kind of, all right, let's see. Let me see it now. I kind of, all right, here we
Amen.
Go. 225-337. Amen.
Amen. I believe I'm open now. But I want to thank God for the blessing that we are here speaking of the goodness of God for the healing of these leaves and trees. It's for the nation. And I am so blessed to be able to use these things that we mentioned. And I just want to give God thanks for that. And also, I want to thank two people how they mentioned the black strap, and those things Sister Carla mentioned. I am so happy that I understand the use of God's remedy, because I remember years ago, Sister Stephanie, I was put in the hospital for low blood. I had blood as a 5. I think I went as low as a 5. And they put me in the hospital and had to give me blood. But I began to use, number one was black strap. And then I used my pills, that Humaplex. Well, when you're when you lose blood and become anemic, you also drop in your platelets. And when you drop in your platelets, you become a free bleeder. So be sure. And when you go to the doctor, ask the doctor if your platelets is above, I think if you're above 150, but still that's kind of low, because you can go all the way up to, I think, 350, 400. But if you're somewhere around 200, 250, 300, you good. So your clotage would be very good. You would quit bleeding quick. But if your blood drops down to under 150, you can be a free bleeder. So, and then we have to watch the things we take, because I think ginger help you bleed a little bit more. It thins your blood. So we got to watch those things. Once we, so everyone get your platelets checked, because being a vegetarian, your blood doesn't build up. We got to build our blood with that, what they call it, it's green, and they call it chlorophyll. We have to build that blood, because, and now, sisters and brothers, believe it or not, my blood count is anywhere between a 13 and a 12 and 12. So my blood is really good right now, but it used to be a 5, and it's been staying that way. So I'm thanking God for the remedies that I've been using. But actually, I take bay leaves for my diabetes, and I take certain things for diabetes. But thank you, Sister Carla, for mentioning that, because I done studied that and I read it, and, you know, I pretty much know that. So I just thank God for everyone just continuing to speak these things, because we need to know. If we know to do better, we got to do better. So thank everybody for giving their little tips and help, and especially I know Sister Tamika with lemon. So thank you, Sister Carla, and we're going to continue to work on our health and be ready, be ready. And you know one thing? I need to be in the country. So continue to pray that God bless us to get on that country land, because we need to plant. And as Sister Stephanie been saying, she plant right there in the house, outside a house or somewhere, and she's growing some things. But it seemed like I can't get that going. But I just want to thank God for this prayer line. Amen. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line, and God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leela, for joining us and also for share. You know, it's good when we can come and fellowship with one another, each other, and we can share all these wonderful health, the tip that God gave unto us, and remember, you know, to be obedient to these health laws so that we will be able to share with others. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined to share. Is there anyone else that we can, after almost going into the sister Tamika, have our scripture that she can read our scripture? If there is no one else, is there to share? You know, Sister Stephanie, if there is anyone else, so you can open the line.
All right. Thank you so much. 857-505-857-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Stephanie. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Loretta Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Powell, my dear sister, I have a prayer request. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer. I need a lot of prayer, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, I don't know, can Sister Stephanie lift up Sister Johanna, the staff, to lift her up in prayer. But her name is Sister Johanna J, J-O-H-A-N-N-A-A. Lift up Sister Johanna in prayer, and do not forget to lift up Brother Shah. His name is Brother Shah too. He's the staff too, but lift him up in prayer, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, after Sister Powell is say the prayer request, I don't know, can you do the prayer, Sister Stephanie? Don't forget to lift up Brother Shah in prayer, S-H-A-Q. Lift up Brother Shock in prayer, and do not forget to lift up Sister Shataya. Lift up Sister Shataya in prayer. Don't forget to lift up individual in prayer. And Sister Powell, I want to sing a powerful song for Sister Stephanie at this moment. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. Goodbye world, I'm ever about you. Goodbye grandchild, I'm singing, I want you. I made up my mind, go that way the rest of my life. Sing it, Sister Stephanie, Sister Power. I made up my mind, go God's way the rest of my life. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. Let's sing it, Sister Power, Sister Stephanie. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, made up, and I won't turn back, because I will see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Eli, for giving us that rendition. We have to make sure that our mind is made up. We're purposing our heart that we're going to continue on this battlefield for our Savior. Amen and amen. And so I'm going to come back now to Sister Tamiko, who wanted to read the scripture, 272-770, 272-770. It seemed like there's a little delay. All right, you're open now. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my lines, Sister Stephanie. I appreciate that. Amen. So I would like to read Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. Praise the Lord. Amen. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy sayings thy help among all nations. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line to read the scripture. It's such a blessing. Thank you, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tamiko, for that powerful scripture. Sister Powell?
Yes, I am on the line. I don't know if you want to share your praise report. I didn't hear you because I know you were taken up with the host and the moderator.
You know what?
So I don't know if you're...
You know what, Sister Powell? I'm just asking. Can you hear me? I'm just basking in all the wonderful praise report that I've heard. And I know that my angel is sitting beside me, recording what I have to say about my good master. So let me tell you all this, baby, and I'm going to be short because I know you want to give the opportunity to go through prayer as well. You know, God has just been so good. I'm telling you, as God has been so good, the enemy is what? You know, the enemy is angry. And so as I shared earlier, you know, on the Advent Light Ministry line, I thank God for that line, right? So we are afforded the opportunity where you can call in now, right, and on Fridays in the evening, as well as you can call in the morning, right, between 9 and 10, 9:30. You know, it starts at 9, and, you know, we, with a different time zone, we try to coordinate. But when we are fervently in prayer, amen, we see God manifesting himself within our life, and we are studying on the Chat and True line on Sabbath, the book Prayer. And it is such a wonderful thing to see that when you pray, how God answer the sincere prayer. Not necessarily how we want him to answer it, but God will answer it. And if we listen to his small voice, we will be able to less, I tell my kids, we will be able to make less mistakes. Amen. And we will live in less regrets than when we're not obedient. And so, as I shared with you all, I've been, you know, I'm out, tried many times to really, you know, my doctor tried many times for me to, you know, release me with restriction, say to them that I, you know, virtual and all of that stuff. And, you know, for each time, they would reject it, right? And I know that, you know, my beloved Sister Tamiko, Sister Powell, you all have been praying. And, you know, one of the things that God does is that he knows the beginning from the end. And so I never questioned why, because I'd actually prayed to God, and I was like, God, you know, my time is winding down. I've said that often, you know, I mean, I need some respite. And so come March, it is going to be 2 years. And I did ask God for a respite of 2 years because I kept saying, my time is winding, and I know I'm just going to be doing this for 2 years. And so God has given me respite, right? And so I count it all joy, right? And so with that, they try to retaliate. They try to intimidate. They, you know, 1 minute they pay you, the next minute they not. You know what I mean? They don't send in the paperwork, because that's one of the things. You know, it's all about, you know, paperwork and it being going in at the time. But I knew that God was going to take care of me. I knew that, right? It wasn't even that I believed it. I knew. And so when I pray and I'm like, you know, God, I'm doing your bid. I try to go back. I actually got from the human resource a virtual job. And the day before, actually, like the day, I didn't see the email until the day, like the day I was supposed to log on to do the virtual, they told me that I had to come in the building. And I shared with you all that God sent a guardian angel in that building. I have never met the woman, but I've always, you know, communicate with her, you know, wishing her God's blessings and peace and all of those things. And they always respond, thank you so much for the well wishes and the blessings. And so she really advocated for me and was, you know, gave me direction. She actually came up against, you know, the bigger bosses. And so, you know, and I was like, whoa, you know, it took me by surprise. However, I knew that God used her to intervene on my behalf. So anyway, you know, they try that. They mess up my money. And, you know, we know that one of the persecution is that we're going to get into the space where we're not going to be able to buy and sell, right? And so anybody knows, if you want to mess with somebody, you and see really who they profess to believe in, you mess up their money. You see different characters come out, right? And so they've messed up my money several times. And I just know in that God was going to prevail. And I prayed. I said, God, it's out of my hand. I did everything I was supposed to do. Now I'm laying it to you. And I'm telling you, beloved, I would pray, you know, like let's say I would pray today, and God would open up the door. God had actually blessed me before I prayed, right? And you could see it because you see the timestamp where the money was available the day before I prayed. And I didn't know it. And I just prayed, trusting God that he's going to come through for me. And so I just thank God for that. I had a mason glass. Anybody know how thick that is? Broke today? No, it wasn't today, sister. When was this, sister? Tuesday. Right, I think it was Tuesday, broke and slashed my foot while I was taking a bath, a shower, I should say, and it was bleeding. But because I was able to, you know, I have things in the house that I could use, my tea tree oil, I tried, even though I was trying, you know, some of the things that usually work, it wasn't. It was just bleeding, and I was able to not panic, but I was able to, you know, to get it to stop eventually. And so I thank God. I know, because I had a task that I needed to do, and I know the enemy was trying to prevent me from doing that, but God just manifest himself in that situation. There's so many other things that I could tell you. I told you about the investigation. I mean, I need to just sit down and write a book, amen, of just all of God's wonder-working powers in my life. I do not deserve it, but he blessed me anyway. I'm going back and forth with some emails that I wrote to address some issues that are going on within one of the association that I'm connected with. And I prayed for that. I was like, Holy Spirit, reveal the deceit. And, you know, the president tried to have, you know, the IT guy to kind of not be honest somewhat. And he was trying his best to, you know, to do what he was supposed to do. He didn't come out straight and say stuff, but he was saying stuff, oh, I can't go back on, you know, past 30 days. However, I have some wonderful brothers that God has put in my life, my church brothers who are into IT, and they were able to guide me, and I was able to use the language that they told me to use, and they taught me how to, you know, identify the email to show that it was sent, it was received, and it was read. And so I just thank God for that. And now the guy backpedaled. He was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize the gravity and the magnitude of what the situation was, because she was being deceitful, you know, and he came back and, you know, he said, oh, no, I'm going to go back. He just sent me email a couple of days ago saying that, oh, yeah, we can't go back past 30 days. And when I use the language, amen, when I use the language that my brothers told me and taught me to use, he backpedaled. And, you know, he said, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go and I'm going to do the investigation and I'm going to get the information way past the 30 days. We're going to go into October, right? That's last year. And so I was like, look at God. You know, he says before we ask, he will answer. Because when the enemy comes upon us, once we are trusting God, once we know that God is there to fight our battle, trust and believe, God will manifest. And so was done. And he said, you know what? I'd ask for a trace report. He said that, you know what? Because first he said that, you know, he couldn't give me the trace report and there was nothing on there. And when I use the language, and I'm repeating that again, right? Because there are languages that God wants us to use, Christ's object lesson, to show the enemy that we're connected to him, to show individuals within the world that we are connected to Jesus Christ. We have a gospel. We have, the word, the truth, amen, that we are to be presenting so that people know who you're connected to. He says, come out of her, my people. Be ye separate. And if we're sounding like the world, if we're looking like the world, then we cannot serve two masters. And we're not showing that we're ambassador for Jesus Christ or for the heaven kingdom. So the language that was used, he was now able to come and say, wait a minute, she's connected to somebody that is guiding her. Amen. Isn't God guiding us? Isn't God guiding us? So anyway, he sent me the information. Now he's saying, okay, you know what? I'm turning it over to her. Please be advised that you need to go to her for the report. And so the email came today because I wrote up another email saying I'm requesting to meet with you all, meet with the board and everything. God said, don't send that yet, right? And so before I left to go pick something up, they sent me back. After I came back, there was an email that was sent, really requesting to meet with me. Look at God. However, they want to meet with me just with two people, and I don't want that because I want to meet with everybody so that we could get it out and the information can be resolved. So I thank God for that. It says before we ask, he will answer. And I do ask you, Sister Powell, I want to pray for Brother Paul Richardson. That's one of my church dad. He came and picked me up. He used to go pick up Kaja from school. So anytime I want to go anywhere, he would make himself available to assist me. And so I want to pray a special prayer for him. You know why? He is celebrating 81, 81, and he didn't tell me, right? I was like, you didn't tell me that, you know, it was your birthday. And I tried to leave him a little blessing, and he called me back, and he was like, you left something in my car. I left a little change for him to go and get something, and he was like, you left something in my car, bringing it back. I was like, no, this is for you. But I just pray that God will continue to strengthen him, give him the healing that he needs, and give him the long life. Right, because he's such a godly, willing man and kind man who assists everyone. Right, so I just want to put that out there. And I also want to ask you to pray for Donna and the Victor family. I spoke to her today. They went to bury a brother, and then another brother, Guyana, I think, and lost his life. And so I want to let you all know that tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. So we are to live today like it is our last. We are to make sure that we're mending any kind of aught we have with one another and that we surrender our all. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line and allowing me to share these things to you.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing all these reports. These are praise reports. And as you mentioned a while ago, all the things that happened, you know, God had said to us in his word, I will answer even before you call. And we saw that God had come true. And we know he promised that he will never leave you or forsake us, Lord. We only have to be faithful. So thank you, my dear beloved. And thank everyone tonight who came on this line and give their testimony, their praise, their praises and also to share the good news of salvation, what God have done for them. So this is the period of time that, you know, we all can join in prayer. And I'm going to ask, you know, we heard the request, asking prayer for Mr. Paul, who is actually have a birthday today. Pray that God will pour out his blessing to strengthen him and to allow him to be to continue to do God's work. And also we have prayer for my dear beloved sister Stephanie, going to meet with the board. And we just hope that they will not just only use two people, but the whole board will be there. And also ask for prayer for each and every one of us, Brother Eli, for his prayer request. Lord, ask God to pour out his blessing upon these individuals that God knows who. And we are going to ask Sister Carla if you can open her line and ask her if she can lead us in prayer, and thank God. And also pray for Sister Carla and the remedy that she has that she put online, that she will be blessed by sharing her wonderful health tip to the world.
All right, Sister Powell, I think Sister Carla dropped. So do you want me to try Sister Leola?
Yes, yes, sure you can. If everybody is involved
in your line, I pray that you're able to lead us into a first season of prayer before we start the session, the next segment of the session. So 225-337. Your line is not open.
Give me a second, Stephanie.
Your line is open, Leola.
Yes, yes. Okay, let us pray. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, oh, Father, we come before you to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray. And, Lord, every head is bowed or knees or anyone that's on their knees, Father, we ask him that you look in each heart right now, Lord, to see if there's anything that's not of you, Father. We ask that you remove self, sin, anything, Lord, that's not of you. We ask that you to please search our heart and show us, help us to remove those things that so easily to beset us. So now, Father, we just come in the name of Jesus, lifting up the prayers, lifting up this health message, Lord, that we need to follow. Father, we just call upon you now, Lord, because this health message is not so easy that we can just take everything and just do everything, Lord. But, Father, we call upon you because we can't do nothing without you. Lord, we have your will. So help us now, Lord, as we take heed, and, Father, and be ready for your coming. Not get ready, Lord. We have to be ready. So now, Lord, as we lift up the prayers for your children tonight, my children, my sister's children, Father, our neighbors, friends, and family, we bring them before you, Jesus. And as we bring them to you, Lord, we ask that you would touch the hearts. Help each and every person, Father, to study and to seek you, Lord. Lord, your word. Your word speaking to us daily, Lord. We ask you would give us wisdom, give us understanding, that we can hear that small, still voice that continually to speak to us. Oh, Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for this message that we are hearing. Get ready, Father. First, we have to take heed to this health message because the word Jesus talked about that when we are hearing God because we are glutton in sin, some sort of sin. If it's not one thing, it's something else. And we can't hear him when we are not doing
according to his will. So, Father, forgive us. And now, Lord, as we come to you, Lord, humble to you, Father, praying, asking you to help my brothers and sisters on this line. Help us, Lord. Help us to read. Help us to study the word of God that shape our lives, that continually to work in our heart. Lord, when we see our neighbor or when we see someone that's on the street that's lacking and that we able to help, Lord Father, if it's just the word of God, if we help to help somebody with some food, some clothing, some shoes on their feet, oh, Father, help us to be attentive because we don't know what that person going through, Lord. They are calling for mercy, for help. And, Father, we see that Jesus said that we are the ones to attend to people here because we got to be careful because we can be right there, an angel of Christ unaware. Oh, Father, help us. Help us to be aware of these things, Lord, as we are out there walking and telling people about Jesus. Lord, because people are looking at our lives. Have mercy upon us. Father, you lead and guide us. Give us your wisdom. Give us your understanding, Lord. Let us take off this self-righteousness or this righteousness that people carry, Lord. Lord, Father, help us, Jesus, each and every one of us, that we will lead. We would accept your lead and we will follow. So now that we come to you, we lift up the speaker tonight, Lord, and may you bless her as the speaker speaks the words, not her words, Lord, help me, but your words, oh, Lord, that we may accept your words and let us accept your righteousness. And we thank you for all this, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless my brothers and sisters tonight and bless your word that we might hear and be doers. So thank you, Father. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. I will just lift up Brother Paul. Heavenly Father, I linger a little longer at your feet to give you thanks and praise for all the blessings that we have received so far. We thank you for the prayer from our sister Leola, who had presented these requests to you in the most holy sanctuary. Now I just pause a little longer to lift up this Brother Paul Richardson, Lord. Continue to bless him as he is celebrating another year, Lord, of long life, 4 score and 3. We are asking you, Lord, to continue to strengthen him, continue to allow him to do the good that you have placed in his heart, and allow him, dear Lord, that he will go out there and to continue to share the gospel message to others. Bless him, Lord, and keep him, guide him, and protect him, Lord. And for his kindness, how we share, Lord Jesus, by helping others, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. And also, we lift up Brother Eli, brethren, Lord, to you. You know their names and his mother and his self. Strengthen us, we pray, while we listen to your word. Bless us, Lord, as you are in the most holy sanctuary. We agree with every request that was presented to you, and we are asking you to let your will be done. Thank you for hearing, answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, this is the time we come where we will be not relaxing, getting our notebooks and our step on our Bible, King James Version, and also Ministry of Healing, where we will listen now to your message that you have for us. So the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. God bless. Bye-bye.
And amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. I just want to linger just a tad bit longer, Heavenly Father, as we bow before you. We touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up, Lord. We're praying that your Holy Spirit will just encamp around us, confound us, Heavenly Father. We're looking and we're asking and we're begging and we're pleading, Lord, that we will have an experience with you today like never before, Lord. Give us revival and reformation, Heavenly Father, so that we can heed this word and be changed. I lift up to you, Lord, Brother Shaq, Lord, you know his situation. I lift up to you, Shakaya, Lord. You know everything about these individuals. You know the very number of hair that is on their head. So we pray that you will bless them according to your will, your riches in glory, Lord. And we lift up to you. I think it was Javel as well, Heavenly Father. We're calling these individuals out by name, knowing that you know them before they were even born. You know them before they were even created, Heavenly Father, before they were even conceived. And so we know that you can manifest yourself within their life. You can allow them to see their need for you, Heavenly Father. I pray that this message, Lord, that is coming today is going to be one that is coming from the throne room of grace, the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary. So touch my lips with coal so that this message will be one that will cut as a sword. But, Lord, it will be able to allow us, Lord, to look to you in all things that we do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the help message, for this opportunity where we can tabernacle together with you. We pray, Lord, that you will allow us to leave here change in your image, Lord. We ask all of these things. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. And we ask all of these things in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, beloved. And so we are in 2023. And the news is letting us know that 2023 is going to be worse than 2022. We have heard about layoffs. We have heard about food shortages, right? We have heard about the climate change crisis. We have heard about wars and flooding going on there in California. We have heard about the lack of water. We have heard about health care. We have heard about the insurrection. We have heard about discrimination. We have heard so many things, persecution going on in God's people and around the world. We have heard the fact that 60-year-olds are taking up a gun and bringing it to school with the intention to shoot his teacher. Tell me, what do you think is happening? To me, the word of God is being fulfilled. It says that we are going to see this generation of vipers and warmongers. We're going to see things that we have never seen before. We're going to see that the Holy Spirit is slowly withdrawing from this earth. Are you seeing it, beloved? We have heard where they're calling right wrong. They're calling wrong right. We have heard the fact that they have said that, you know, marriage, as God has said to us, is between a man and a woman. They have defined that. They have defined the fact that God says that I've created he man and he woman. He male and ye female. They have so many different things, so many different letters in the alphabet. They have so many different, you know, terminology, binary and polyamory and all kind of stuff. Amen. This is where we are now. Do we need God? The dollar, they say, don't worth anything. They said the money is useless. And you could tell that, right? How many times you go to the store and you spend so much money and you're looking at, what did I buy? Can you see the signs? Do you see the sign that Jesus' second coming is fast approaching? We are not setting any date. Nobody knows the time. No one knows the hour. However, God says that the word of God says he's going to show us signs to let us know our redemption draw nigh. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that as we learn more about you, We can be strengthened. We can be at peace. We can be comforted knowing that we are under your wings and you will take care of us even to the end. We only what? There is a contingency. If we are faithful, we will be able to accept and to reap your benefits and your blessings, to be able to, what's the word I'm looking for? To be able to occupy, amen, that mansion that your son Jesus Christ went to prepare for us. And so I'm still in mind pure because we have to make sure that we're guarding our mind. And as this is Health Thursday, what we eat, what we do, what we say, right, our thoughts also impacts our health. I will share a little bit about, you know, just a little bit of personal privilege. I told you I found out that I have an autoimmune. And one of the things, you know, when I went to my allergist, I see so many doctors, you know, but I know that I'm connected to Dr. Jesus, the ultimate, so I'm okay, right? And the allergist was saying to me, he was like, I just want to let you know that stress, if when you start stressing, it will throw your body off. It will allow all of these things, the allergies and autoimmune, all to start. You know, an autoimmune, if you don't know, what it does is that your cells start attacking one another, right? And so, you know, so when you're stressing, right, you know, and then your body start locking up, you start having these joint pains and, you know, aching and feel like your body is like, you know, your skin is like tearing off because of the pain and stuff like that. But you know what? I mean, God is good, right? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And so things that you eat impacts, it will flare up. You know, stressing is something that is not good. It is not good only for autoimmune. It's not good for, you know, they said it's the silent killer. So if you have stress in your life, we need to bring it to God. You need to be making sure that you're doing your daily devotion, morning and evening. You're staying in prayer. And that doesn't mean that you have to be on your knees 24/7, because as we're learning, Sister Ellen G. White, it's Ellen G. White penned the book Prayer, and she penned Ministry of Healing, where it's not that we have to constantly be on our knees. However, we're walking and we have our daily life where we commune with Jesus as if to say we're communing with a friend. So in every step of the way, we're having that conversation with him, right? We're talking about, we're asking him to lead us, right? And I know for me, when I do that, life is much better for me, beloved. But when I don't, I mean, I just make a royal mess. Sister Paul, tell me if you could hear me. I want to make sure that you can hear me. Are you hearing me? Sister Powell? No? You're not hearing me? All right, I'm going to open this line and let's see if they're hearing me. Sister Powell, are you hearing me? Unmute.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, all right, good. I just want to make sure that everybody's hearing me. All right, let me open this line. Are you hearing me, Sister Tamiko?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you loud
right.
and clear.
All right, good. I just want to make sure. All right, beloved. Okay. All right, so we're going to get into mind cure. And I read this before and I've read it before, but somebody needs to hear something. And this is something that is dear to me because, as I said before, I am on the battlefield, right, with my Lord. Amen. And so I'm going to start right here. I think I'd gone over, but I'm going to come back right here. And I'm on page 248, and it reads, if in our ignorance we make missteps, the Savior does not forsake us. There's a scripture that supports that, right? He says that he will never leave or what? Forsake us, right? So I want you to hold that in your mind, right? We need never feel that we are alone. Sometimes we do feel like we're alone. I'm telling you, I'm here in the house and I'm alone because there's no physical body here with me. But I'm never afraid because I know that the angels that God has sent for me, my guardian angel, is in camp around me. I know the Holy Spirit is there with me. I know my Heavenly Father is looking down on me. So I don't feel alone. Amen. So there's nothing that you can go through that you will never be able to reach out to your Heavenly Father. It says, oh my goodness, look at this. Angels are our companions. And this is so sweet. I had to go back here because I know I read this last week, but I mean, somebody need to hear this again. Angels are our companions. The comforter that Christ promised to send in his name abides with us. There's a scripture that says, when we abide with him, he will abide with us. He is the branch. He's the vine, and we are the branch, right? And when we are connected to him, we will reap his benefits. In the way that leads to the city of God, there are no difficulties which those who trust in him may not overcome. No difficulties, nothing you can go through, nothing Kadian can go through, nothing Kiosha can go through, nothing Sister Consinelli can go through, and she will not be able to know that God is there and will bring her through that difficult time. And so as we pray for our beloved that are being bereaved, this is something that we need to let the Victor family know, that nothing that you can go through, nothing is ever too difficult that God will not be able to allow you to overcome. Amen and amen. There are no dangers which they may not escape. And there's also a scripture. See, we got to remember the scripture. We don't have to know exactly where it comes from, but we have to know that there's a scripture that says God will always give us an escape route. No matter what we go through, God will always give us a what? An escape route. Amen and amen. Isn't that something? So when the devil decides that he's going to plot against you, when he's going to bring his evil, his wickedness, like what he did to Job, God has already made a plan for you. You just have to stand still and say, okay, you know what? I know I'm going to be able to overcome this because my Father have faith in me. Amen and amen. And through him, through his son Christ Jesus, I'm able to do all things. It says there are no dangers which they may not escape. There is not a sorrow. So we want to share this with the victors. We want to share this with individuals that are bereaved and going through grief. And when I called her today and spoke to her, I was like, how are you doing? And she said, oh, that's a tough question. And I said, well, you know what? You need to share. Are you sad? Are you mad? Are you angry? Put it in words. Because why? Your angels are sitting there to write down in a record and to give you what you stand in need of. So if you're upset and angry, he's going to give you peace. If you're hurting, he's going to give you a pain reliever. Amen. Comfort. He's going to uplift you. He's going to strengthen you. So let's speak to our Heavenly Father and his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, there are no dangers which they may not escape. There is not a sorrow, not a grief, not a human weakness for which he has not, what, provided a remedy. So God has already provided a remedy for me. I talked to you all about all of the wickedness that's going on. I spoke to you all about the fact that they weren't paying me. They pay me 1 week. They didn't pay me, or they give me half. Or one time, you remember, they paid me $28. One time they literally paid me $28. But let me tell you this, baby, participant, God's people, God's ambassador, I never went to bed hungry. The light has never been turned off, nor the water. Amen. God is faithful when we're faithful. Amen. So it says, there is not a sorrow, not a grievance, not a human weakness for which he has not provided a remedy. Amen. None need abandon themselves to discouragement and despair. Satan may come to you. Satan may come to you with the cruel suggestion. Don't he do it? He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's a peace stealer. He's a troublemaker, right? So Satan may come to you with the cruel suggestion, yours is a hopeless case. You are irredeemable. But there is hope for you in Christ. But there is hope for you in Christ. Do you believe that? God does not bid us overcome in our own strength. He asks us to what? Come close to his side. whatever difficulties, somebody need to hear this again. Whatever difficulties we labor under, which weigh down soul and body, he waits to make us free, right? And somebody might say, well, what does this have to do with medical missionary? What does this have to do with your health? If we are stressing, if we are carrying the burdens and the bags and the heavy burden and the yokes on ourselves, it is going to weigh us down physically and spiritually. And then when it starts weighing us down, that is what? S-T-R-E-S-S. And that makes us S-I-C-K. Stress makes us sick. It clouds your minds. So we can't think, we can't commune, and we are going to be susceptible to the temptation of that wicked, dirty serpent. So whatever difficulties someone is going through, we labor under which weigh down soul and body. He waits to make us free. God wants us to be free. Not free to do whatever we want to do, right? But free of sin through his strength. God wants each and every one of us to what? To be able to enter into his kingdom. However, there's an if, popular to, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? Contrary to popular belief and popular preaching and doctrine, that is, you cannot, we cannot, I cannot enter into the heaven, into the kingdom of God as a sinner. It cannot happen. I have to first repent and surrender and ask God through his strength to help me not to do it. There is a false doctrine going around, and it is from the pit of hell. Once saved, always saved. That's a lie from the devil. Once you believe, you're going to go into heaven. That's a lie. Let's debunk that. All right, so we're not free to do whatever we want to do. You're free to make choices whether you want to choose God or you're going to choose the devil. But if we decide we're going to choose the devil, how can we expect to go into heaven when Lucifer, who is now the devil, Satan, was expelled from out of heaven because of his rebellious spirit, not wanting to follow order? Why is it we feel like we're on earth and God is going to come back? God is going to send his son, Jesus Christ, to come and take us in and bring us to heaven when we are rebellious, when we don't ask for forgiveness, when we want to have our own way? It is not going to happen. Go tell him I said it. Yes, Steffi said it. It will not happen. So if we do not ask God for repentance, if we do not ask God to help us to stop doing the things that are not of him, we will not be able to enter into heaven. We will not be able to be one of his reward. He can't take no, hard-headed heathen to his father as a reward. Are you kidding me? Because then, look at this, this would be able to prove the case that Satan is bringing up against God, against the Son of Man, right, against our Savior, saying that, look, he's not fair. Can you think about it? Satan would be like, wait a minute, he's not fair. I did this. I did the same thing that he did. He didn't ask for forgiveness, and he's up in heaven. Does that make sense? Let's be practical. And these are conversations I'm having with people, practical conversation. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. It can't be the fact that unrighteous people are going to inherit that mansion. It just does not make any sense. So I continue. It says, you are irredeemable, right? That's what the devil, the lies that the devil tells us. It says Satan may come to you with the cruel suggestion, yours is a hopeless case. You are irredeemable. Are we irredeemable? Not if we surrender it all to God. We are redeemable. But there is hope for you in Christ. God does not bid us overcome in our own strength. I remember reading that because that is Philippians 4:13. He asks us to come close to his side, whatever difficulties we labor under, which weigh down soul and body, he waits to make us free. He wants us to be what? Free and free and free. Free of sin. All right? He who took humanity upon himself knows how to sympathize with the sufferings of humanity. Not only does Christ know every soul and the peculiar needs and trials of that soul, but he knows all the circumstances that chafe and perplex the spirit. Sister Paul, did I say some? Does he only know some of the circumstances? No, he knows all of the circumstances. Amen. There's a storm coming down now. He knows all the circumstances that chafe and perplex the spirit. His band is outstretched in pitying tenderness to every suffering child. Those who suffer most have most of his sympathy and pity. So the individuals that are suffering most, they're going to get more of his sympathy and his pity, which makes sense, right? He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and he desires us to lay our perplexity and troubles at his feet and leave them there. All right? That's also a text. It is not wise to look to ourselves and study our emotions. There's a scripture text that says it's wise to take counsel from the elders, right? So I want to share that note to myself. It is not wise to look to ourselves and study our emotions. If we do this, the enemy will present difficulties and temptation that weaken faith and destroy courage. Closely to study our emotions and give way to our feelings is to entertain doubt and entangle ourselves in perplexity. We are to look away from self to Jesus. What? We are to look away from self to Jesus, right? I know I didn't read this part. I think we stopped earlier. When temptation assails you, when care, perplexity, and darkness seem to surround your soul, look to the place where you last saw the light. Oh, I think we kind of did that because we were talking about the real light, right? Look to the place where you last saw the light. Rest in Christ's love and under his protecting care. When sin struggles for the mastery in the heart, when guilt oppresses the soul and burdens the conscience, when unbelief clouds the mind, remember that Christ's grace is sufficient to subdue sin and banish the darkness. Entering into communion with the Savior. Enter into communion with the Savior. We enter the region of peace. Oh, my goodness, this is beautiful. I'm going to read it again. It says, when sin struggles for the mastery in the heart, when guilt oppresses the soul and burdens, when unbelief clouds the mind, remember that Christ's grace is sufficient to subdue sin and banish the darkness. Entering into communion with the Savior, we enter the region of peace. So how can we find peace? By making sure that we're connecting to the Savior. Amen and amen. And so I'm going to move on to two more sections. I know we're coming down to the close, and I'm going to read the healing promises and gratitude and praise. The healing promises and gratitude and praise. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing. I'm on page 250. The Lord redeemed 48, 49, 250. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalms 34, verse 22. Write these scriptures down so that you can go back and reread those healing promises that God has given us. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14, verse 26. Zion said, Jehovah had forsaken me, and the Lord had forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Ye these may forget, yet will not I forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49, verse 14 through 15, Amplify Revised Version. Fear thou not. This is one of my favorite. I take this scripture in anytime I'm going into meetings. I write it down on cards. I'm writing down in the meeting. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will keep thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Yea, that I have been born by me from your birth, that I have been carried by me from your earliest breath, even to your old age, I am the same. Even in or years, I will carry you. I have done it, and I will still bear you. I will carry, and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46, verse 3 and 4, noise. Gratitude and praise. Gratitude and praise. Nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. I'm going to read it again. So we need to praise him even in our infirmities, praise him even in our storm. Praise him even in the trials and the crucible, amen? Nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. It is a positive duty to resist melancholy, discontented thoughts and feelings, as much a duty as it is to pray. If we are heaven-bound, how can we go as a band of mourners, groaning and complaining all along the way to our Father's house? And you know, that's one of the qualities that God do not like. He doesn't like mourners and murmurers and complainers. Those professed Christians who are constantly complaining and who seem to think cheerfulness and happiness a sin have not genuine religion. So they're imposter. Those who take a mournful pleasure in all that is melancholy in the natural world, who choose to look upon dead leaves, I think I read this already, who choose to look upon dead leaves rather than to gather the beautiful living flowers, somebody need to hear it again, who see no beauty in grand mountain heights and in valleys clothed with living green, who close their scenes to the joyful voice which speak to them in nature and which is sweet and musical to the listening ear. These are not in Christ. They are gathering to themselves gloom and darkness when they might have brightness, even the sun of righteousness, arising in their hearts with healing in his beams. Often your mind may be clouded because of pain. Then do not try to think. You know that Jesus loves you. He understands your weaknesses. You may do this well by simply resting in his arms. It is a law of nature that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. While words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. Oh, my word. I remember, I'm going to pause right here. I remember there is a little poem that I taught my son and my daughter. I remember going to somewhere and I saw it. And it says, it goes something like this. And, you know, I have taught my kids this, the power of their thoughts and of words, right? And it says, be careful of your thoughts because it becomes your words. Be careful of your words because it becomes your actions. Be careful of your actions because it becomes your character. Character. Be careful of your character because it becomes your destiny. And so this is what she's saying. She said, while words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. Amen? So if we think good things and good actions are going to bestow upon us because we're going to act out the way we're thinking. If we're thinking positive, we're going to speak positively. Amen? If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have, the great mercy and love of God, we should have more faith and greater joy. No tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive, the blessings that result from appreciating the goodness and love of God. Even on earth, we may have joy as a wellspring. Never failing, somebody needs to hear this, because I remember reading this, but it just seemed like it's brand new each time I read it, right? Even on earth, we may have joy as wellspring, never failing, fed by the streams that flow from the throne of God. Then let us educate our hearts and lips to speak the praise of God for his matchless love. Let us educate our souls to be hopeful and to abide in the light shining from the cross of Calvary. Never should we forget that we are children of the heavenly King, sons and daughters of the Lord of hosts. It is our privilege to maintain a calm repose in God. It is a what? It is our privilege to maintain a calm repose in God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be ye thankful. Colossians 3 verse 5. Forgetting our own difficulties and troubles, let us praise God for an opportunity to live for the glory of his name. Let the fresh blessings of each new day awaken praise in our hearts for these tokens of his loving care. When you open your eyes in the morning, thank God that he has kept you through the night. Thank him for his peace in your heart. Morning, noon, and night, let gratitude as sweet perfume ascend to heaven. How beautiful is that? When someone asks how you are feeling, do not try to think of something mournful to tell in order to gain sympathy. Do not talk of your lack of faith and your sorrows and sufferings. The tempter delights to hear such words. When talking on gloomy subjects, you are glorifying him. We are not to dwell on the great power of Satan to overcome us. Often we give ourselves into his hands by talking of his power. Let us talk instead of the great power of God to bind up all our interests with his own. Tell of the matchless power of Christ and speak of his glory. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be hearers of salvation. I'm going to read that again. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands and 10,000 and times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway. Sister Paula, I'm going to end here. There's a saying that says repetition deepens the impression of the soul. So somebody needed to hear gratitude and praise and pray. Somebody needs to hear the healing promises. Somebody needs to hear what Christ Jesus, our Savior, has in store for us when we're going through difficult times and why he allows difficult times to happen to his people. Amen. We have to understand that we are in a spiritual warfare, and God has to allow the test to come our way so that we will be able to stand through him. So here ends the reading, Sister Powell.
Yes, my dear beloved. Yes, I would like you to pray before I
amen.
Come
amen,
in.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and this word is sweet like honeycomb, Heavenly Father. It is medicine to our bones, Heavenly Father. We are encouraged. Lord, you know each and every one of our crucible. You know our situation, but we thank you, Lord, that we have learned that there is life and death in our tongue. We have learned today, Lord, you have revealed yourself to us again, letting us know that our thoughts will become words and then action and then our character and then our destiny, Heavenly Father. And so we pray that you will touch our lips so that we will speak kind words. We will speak words of encouragement. We will speak word of you, Heavenly Father, your goodness towards each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Forgive us where we have come falling short. Forgive us of times where we start to murmur and complain. But we pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen us through your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, as we maneuver the crucibles, the agony, the strife of this world, knowing that you will never allow your children to go through anything that you have not made provision for. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And my dear beloved, on this line, I think we have got it. You know, as the word said, all things tell of all what we have heard. A while ago in this reading, it tells us of our tenderly Father care and his desire to make his children happy, right? You see how we started this program tonight, the elders and I. God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to know the truth. God wants us to have his word in our heart, in our mind. God wants us to gain victory over sin. All these wonderful, wonderful messages talking to each one of us on this line. And we just want to thank God that we can get the privilege that we can come on this line to listen to Elders the Night and to gain all the wisdom that God wants us to have. So I just want to thank my dear beloved. And if there is anyone who have a query or a question, it's free for you to press 1 and the line will be open for you to share. We like people, you know, to interact with these subjects that we listen, and I do know that Sister Stephanie like to read the comment that our dear beloved Sister Carla put on the on the keyboard. So
yes,
you know,
yes,
if
absolutely,
someone, you know, you would ask her to read that. Thanks.
Absolutely. So I see 2 hands. So I'm gonna go to the this hand right here, 27277, then I will read that. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. I thank you so much for reading this. This Sister Taimiko, I'm just so grateful. My sister, this beautiful reading in the Ministry of Healing really helped me, and I really appreciate it. And then I see here in the paragraph it says, if we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have the great mercy and love of God, we should have more faith and greater joy. And then it says, no tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive the blessing that results from appreciating the goodness of the love of God. So I just wanted to share that again, sister. And I'm so glad you read this again because I see some new things. Like you said, it's just like reading it again for the first time. Because
Amen.
Everything that you read was right on point, and it's so beautiful. And I greatly appreciate you sharing that with us, even the scripture in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your heart and be thankful. So I thank you so much for sharing this. God bless you, Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, and all my brothers and sisters on this line. And I love you very much, and I will continue to pray for you. Thank you so much. Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen,
amen. 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 Thank you so much for sharing that, Sister Tamiko. It's right. Every time I read it, I get something new. Amen. And so I thank you so much for pointing that out. All right. So I'm going to go to one caller. Let me finish reading this. It says, health reform, God's plans the best. Our plans are not always God's plan. He may see that it is best for us and for his cause to refuse our way, our very best intention, as he did in the case of David. But of one thing we may assured, he will bless and use in the advancement of his cause those who sincerely devote themselves and all they have to his glory. If and all they have to his glory, if he sees it best not to grant their desires, he will counterbalance the refusal by giving them tokens of his love and entrusting to them another service. Ministry of Healing, page 473, paragraph 2. In his loving care and interest for us, often he will understand us better. He who understands us better than we understand ourselves refuses to permit us selfishly to seek the gratification of our own ambition. He does not permit us to pass by the homely but sacred duties that lie next us. Often these duties afford the very training essential to prepare us for a higher work. Often our plans fail, that God's plan for us may succeed. I'm going to read that again. Often our plans fail, that God's plan for us may succeed. Ministry of Healing. And I'm going to open this line, 857-505, for you to give any query, any takeaway, or any comments as we're in the final seconds of our meeting time today. Health Thursday.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the powerful message, my dear sister, because Sister Stephanie, the powerful message is very powerful too, Sister Stephanie, because the others, people out there need to learn the food of the Spirit, where is love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, we should talk about that too, Sister Stephanie.
Yes,
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's definitely important, that fruit of the Spirit, right? If we're murmuring, if we're not kind, we cannot make it into heaven. Amen, because those are not the characteristic of Christ. Amen and amen. Sister Powell, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, okay. All right, my dear beloved. Thank you all for sharing tonight. I think it was a powerful message for each and every one of us. And we have to be mindful that, you know, God wants us as his servant to be obedient and also to carry out his message, the right arm to the gospel, the health message. So I just want to thank everyone again, and we will just close with, Sister Stephanie prayed already, but what is we are doing? It said more prayer, more power.
Power.
And to
Amen.
Close. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters who joined tonight, dear Lord, to listen to your word and to give praises and to bring honor and glory to your name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your health message, the right arm of the gospel, and what you have given unto us, Lord, to help us that our body will be pure from all sickness and diseases if we follow your health law that you have given unto us.
Did she get cut? Hold on, let me see if she got cut off. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity, Lord, to hear more and learn more about you. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. We pray that you will be there with Sister Powell. It seemed like she got disconnected, but you knew her heart. You knew her thoughts, Heavenly Father, and we pray that each and every person that is under the sound of my voice will leave here, Lord, being changed. Wake them up tomorrow according to your will so that they can walk in your promises, they can walk in your blessings and your benefit. We bless your name, give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So as we close, I don't know about you, I am going to listen to God will take care of you. Do you believe that? God will take care of you. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sabbath, Friday, with Sister Host, Sister Carla. And on Sunday, we have Sister Leola. And so you want to make sure that you come back. And then if you have time, we do our Sabbath. We're studying prayer Sabbath afternoon, and it has been a blessing. So know that you have a jam-packed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sabbath, and Sunday. Amen and amen. All right, God's blessing, peace, and love to you all. Bye-bye.